Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. We have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bite?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
That's why I'm like, oh, it's carrot cake. It's healthy.
Carrot cake is healthy, guys.
When I picked him up, she's like, here, take him. It's carrot cake. It's healthy.
Oh, okay. So welcome to Mama's and Merlot.
Oh, we were recording.
Yes. Carrot cake is healthy. That could be the title. That's a good
carrot
title.
Carrot cake is healthy. Oh my God, my jaw hurts. I don't like right. I don't even know if this is my jaw.
Hi, Becky.
Or if this is my jaw. No, that wasn't happening.
No, it's not even my jaw. It's like my cheekbone. Is this my
Were you fake smiling a lot today?
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. It feels like you're overstressing your face. This is totally
it's
against
right now
the Botox.
That it started happening. I don't get
this
Botox.
This is totally against the Botox.
I can't afford Botox yet.
All right, guys. So welcome to Mama's and Merlot.
Do we have any plastic surgeons that listen to us that want to like
can
give
I
me a
Can I please intro, please? Please?
Yes, you
Let
can.
Me intro, please.
I'm so sorry.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot. My name is Vanessa. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. We missed you guys. I missed you guys so much. And with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And we're back together. We missed 1 week.
I don't have sex. Well, I still have. I'm recovering from my sexy phlegm.
I was like, what?
Because because when I came to record WooBro the other day, I sounded really bad. And Vanessa's like, I like your sexy phlegm. It's a friend's
my
reference.
Sticky shoes.
Why
they
you stick on me?
That ain't B. And Christy's.
I'm gonna drink my wine.
Speaking of the wine.
Oh, Steph's dead.
Okay, sorry, there? Guys. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of,
I lost my voice last week. I'm sorry. Go.
It's okay. Okay, so speaking of the wine, today we are drinking Natura Cabernet Sauvignon from, this is Valle del Rapel. It's a Chilean wine. It's not really much of a surprise because we had this wine 2 weeks ago when we did game night because it was BOGO. So I bought four bottles back then. So we're drinking the last two.
Well, this is also like not the wine we intended on
drinking. Well, yes, because we opened another bottle and I'm not going to call them out because that's just mean.
Yeah.
We opened another bottle and
we all took a sip of it. We were like,
and we said, no, thank you. We'll save the heartburn for another day.
Yeah.
So we went with our backup choice, which was the Natura. So we were going to drink a Merlot tonight, but again, it was icky. So back to Cabernet Sauvignon.
I know why they were on sale now, because they were just not.
No, it was very.
It was like vinegary.
Yeah, it was
like
vinegary.
They were going bad.
And I can usually like muster through it.
No.
Oh, no. That was not a good plan. Not for this time. So I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever found anything weird in the boys' diapers besides like bodily fluids?
No.
Besides Nathan's after birthday
like green poop?
Green neon poop because he was eating too much food coloring cupcakes.
Yeah, no, the other day I picked up Oliver from school and he kept telling me, mommy, caca. And I'm like, you don't smell like caca, but okay, look, I'll go change your diaper. And I opened his diaper and a leaf fluttered out. But it was like, it was dry.
Like so
it was
the fucking feather before his gum, it like flew.
Yeah, it like, because I opened the diaper and I saw something black. So I'm like, okay, it's poop. But I don't know what I did. It like fluttered out of his diaper. It looked like a moth almost because it was a small leaf. It wasn't like, it was maybe like the size of a dime. And it like fluttered out of his diaper. Like, I jumped out of my skin. Like, I was like, something flew out of his ass. Like, this is not okay. And then I fall on the floor. I'm like, fuck, do you got a leaf in your diaper? Of all the things, a leaf.
So he felt it like against his butt and he thought he had pooped.
I
guess.
I don't know what he felt, but I don't even know if it was bothering him. But he's like, mommy,
was there also poop?
No. Oh. He wasn't even wet. Like, his diaper wasn't wet, so the leaf wasn't stuck to his butt. It was a dry leaf.
Maybe it was a gift. It was a surprise for you, and that's how he was telling you.
I guess. I mean, I would rather him just be like, mommy, leaf, and bring me a leaf. Like, so yeah, you know, it was fucking terrifying. It was terrifying.
I can see that issue.
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. So does anybody have any?
We told our kid stories before while we were sitting around that I don't think true. We should have.
We were talking shit for like an hour and a half. We were. And
I mean, we can just go into stories.
Sure.
If you'd like. Okay. I have a couple of different things. I don't know where to start. Should we start?
Start at very beginning.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate that show. Fucking hate that show.
Tough.
Do we want... Okay, I'll start with a light and fluffy piece.
Fluffy?
Before we get
Give
into...
Give me more alcohol before I have to deal with serious...
No, it's something like super serious. So there is a gentleman... that decided he wanted to crowdfund a $15,000 engagement ring to his girlfriend.
Okay.
So,
así como empiezan las cosas.
This guy decided that he was going to do a GoFundMe to buy his girlfriend a ridiculous ring.
Okay. And what does this, because of course I have
you didn't, yeah.
What does he do for a living?
It doesn't really say.
Because, like, obviously he can't afford a $14,000 or $15,000 ring.
Clearly. So. If you need to crowdfund your engagement ring, you probably shouldn't buy that engagement ring.
His name is William Oliver.
Of course it is.
Well, I guess you look for that. And, like, my question is, so...
This is, go ahead.
According to the explanation he posted on the GoFundMe page, he believes teamwork makes the dream work.
No.
Oh my God, that makes me want to punch him in the face.
It's Oliver Uber says preppy this will manager. Raise awareness about the difference between love we share and the love people have for us. We have no idea what the hell he means by this.
Is everybody it means engaged? That,
yeah, no, it just means that, well, not everybody loves us, so they'll give me money so I can propose to this chick.
Does the, and now my thing is, does this chick want the $15,000 ring? Is that like the deal breaker?
Probably.
Or would she take a... $250 ring.
I don't know, but I'm gonna sound like super like gold diggery, but I told Nair before we got engaged, I'm like, when you propose to me, I don't care what size it is, I don't care like any of that stuff, I just want a round stone that sparkles. Those are my two requirements. So I mean, he hit the mark pretty well, but I sounded like an asshole because I'm like, this is what I want, and you're gonna get
you're
it
the
to
one
me.
That has to wear it
exactly
for presumably the rest of your life.
One would hope. Unless, yeah. You know, he wants to upgrade it, which I'm not asking for, Nary, but if you want to do that of your own accord, you do you, boo-boo.
Yes. So, in conclusion, this guy ended up raising only $609.
Shocker.
So there were people that still gave, but there were people that gave him money. So $609. He did end up purchasing the ring himself and proposing after the fact. So he did have the money for it. He just didn't feel like paying for it.
So wait, he had... Or did so he maybe put it he on got.
I don't know if he financed it or what the deal is. I'm sure he probably financed it, but yeah.
Who has $15,000 just sitting around?
I mean, people do.
Who has $15,000 just
a lot of my clients do.
People that are living in a different tax bracket than I am.
Clearly. But that bothers me. Like, that's not what GoFundMe's for.
No.
I'm like, it's for people that need help with medical bills, sudden deaths in the family.
Like I have serious GoFundMe issues.
Yeah.
Like, lately, I'm just seeing it for everything. And it's starting to annoy me.
It is annoying.
Like, it really is. Like, I don't know.
Like, I want new boobs. People give me money so I can get new boobs.
You
like,
can GoFundMes for boob jobs?
I'm sure if I looked hard enough.
I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, though, but...
I don't either, but I'm in a... Like, you guys, I'm bored. I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and people post, like, the shittiest things for GoFundMes. I'm like, really? Why? And then, like, usually they get torn a new one, but...
No gusta.
No.
Well, speaking of... Before marriage and dating and stuff. Have you guys heard about what cushioning is?
I just found out what a Becky is. So I'm pretty sure I don't know what cushioning is.
So cushioning is apparently, it's along the lines of the same kind of dating trends as like ghosting. It's like another like word.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know.
So cushioning is basically like you're in a relationship with somebody, but you have a few
backups,
safety net people, I guess. That you still like have friend zoned and like are flirting with in case this relationship doesn't work out. You have like a fallback.
You have a backup.
So dudes.
It's just extra dudes that you keep around.
No, but how dudes date.
Right, basically like how guys
date. Oh, wait, there's somebody possibly that I can jump to if this one doesn't work out.
Right. So according to Urban Dictionary, cushioning is a dating technique where along with your main piece, you also have several, quote, cushions. Other people you chat and flirt with to cushion the potential blow of your main breakup and not leave you alone. Yeah, I don't think it's going that well with Dave. Luckily, I've been cushioning him with Pablo and Gary.
I thought you were giving us like
No. That's the you know how Urban Dictionary always uses it in a sentence?
No, but as soon as you said David, I'm like...
No, that's the name they used in their sentence.
I know.
Don't get me in trouble.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but I was like, is there something you need to tell us, Stephanie?
No.
Should we pause?
No.
So, basically, then, like, I like that there's a term for it, but it's like, just like...
It's having a backup.
It's having the,
having a backup. I had a backup.
I have backup goofies, just in case there is one goofy, I have another goofy. Same concept.
See. Exactly.
It's not like they're people that have feelings or anything.
You know. And I'm sure your main...
But what happens when you friend zone people and then...
And I'm sure your main piece...
she put peace in air quotes.
I like that you say that. And it doesn't age you at all as you say that.
No, it sounds
just like
so
today
relevant.
When we were talking about the Becky thing, David goes, is that something young people say?
like, I haven't heard my students use that word.
And I'm like, you could not sound any more geriatric right now than
FYI,
what you just fucking said.
Listeners, if you did not know, apparently Becky is giving a blowjob.
We learned something.
Christy comes into our group chat. She's like, what's giving up, Becky? So, of course, I'm the asshole that Googles it. And the first thing that comes up is, oh, it's a name for giving. It's like another way of saying giving head. And I was
so, wait, did you know this or you Googled
it? No way, Urban Dictionary did. I didn't
fucking
know.
So you didn't know. That's why. Okay, so I don't feel that bad.
No, I'd never heard it before.
The young people in the chat didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I already got fuckboy.
Us young whippersnappers weren't up and up with it.
No.
Well, I already got, fuckboy last time, so like,
But fuckboy is much more common. I've never heard...
No, but
I've never heard of Becky.
Yeah, because
I've heard of Becky, like, Becky with the good hair, but yes. I didn't know that, like, that meant that she also did other things.
Apparently, Becky
is multi-talented.
Listen, Becky has good hair. Becky does things, and Becky apparently is a chimosa because she likes to talk about people's big butts.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Becky,
look at her butt. But yeah, that's basic. So wait, do you just friend zone these people?
I think you like friend zone it. Well, this is.
I think you have to like friend zone them, but like. So you have to give them a little bit of hope to keep them sticking around.
But do you give them a little something, something?
Betches calls this. Betches is like one of my favorite like blogs, websites. They have a great podcast. They call this the BBB, your back burner bro.
Yes.
I love that.
And so this, it's basically that. Like, it's like a guy that like you could potentially be interested in, but the one that you're with is hotter or whatever.
Smidge
reason,
better.
You know, whatever the reason you're still with him is there, but you're keeping this guy. It's kind of almost like friend zoning. Like, you know, you're keeping on to the guy that's like nicer and he treats you well. You know that he wants
you. You're keeping him in the minor league.
Correct.
Eventually, you might be able to call him up, you know.
But apparently,
if your main guy retires, you gotta call up a new one.
But apparently, this trend is like making its way.
Look at me, Neri, with the sports references. Apparently, high five, Vanessa.
Apparently, this is making its way into like marriages now, where people are like, they're married, but they're like keeping like friends,
like Carmelo Anthony. Oh, yeah, Mina, another sports reference.
Can we talk about Carmelo? Because I have so many opinions.
We
could
talk about Melo and
his
Lala.
I'm not married. She is.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, see, he was cushioning Lala. Well,
no,
he was
no,
more
no. He wasn't
Lala.
Cushioning anybody. He said she's married.
I know.
I'm not. But. So wait, this is not just a dating thing now, apparently?
It's a dating thing, but apparently, like, married people are doing this. Like, it's like, oh, I have friends that I'm, like, you know, I'm just okay. Keeping them as friends.
Without getting anybody in trouble, don't answer on, just, like, shake or nudge. Just shake or nudge your head. Don't say anything out loud. We all know what? That one person. So, no, okay. Moving
well,
on.
But my thing on... But
sorry,
we all know the truth that we've already decided second well, yeah. ones for money.
Well, yeah, but that's I not mean, the same.
But is that the same? That's what I'm saying.
No, is because this is somebody that you actually like. That
also,
you,
this isn't just like okay.
No, this isn't hypothetical. This is like
this is
if,
like
if my marriage ends, I have somewhere to go already.
Correct.
I don't
but you're not cheating
because
you don't
not,
have a no, you're not having an affair. You just know that this person is waiting for you.
Do they have to be waiting or you just know?
You just know.
You just know, like,
you just
maybe
know.
It's not
you
like
just know that if you, like, pick up the phone and call them, they'd be like, oh, okay, I'll be right.
Exactly. Like, it's not, it's like an unspoken that? Understanding.
Yeah.
But is it, and that's what I'm wondering, like, is it an unspoken understanding or is it the.
Why do you keep asking questions?
Because I'm, no, because I want to know if this person's actually, like, knows where they are in
no,
this
I don't, no, I don't think so.
Like, they, it would, like, you break up.
I don't
and
think
then
that's
you,
part of the deal.
Yeah, you break up and you call them and, like, they're supposed to come comfort you because you've had a breakup or it's.
Yes.
Like, or I mean, it's,
you can.
I have a breakup. You call them and you say,
game on. No, 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 no. I think it's more of like the first scenario where it's like, oh, I you know, we broke up, whatever. Come, oh, do you want me to bring you popcorn and ice cream? Yeah, great. And then like, maybe unintentionally you hook up that night, you know.
Like, so by third
unintentionally
act of,
on purpose.
So by the time you're done watching, you know, whatever the hell. So
by the time you're done Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
So by the time Justin Long and he's just not that into you gets hot.
He's not hot in that movie at all.
So hot at the end.
Apparently, there's also a similar trend called breadcrumbing. Which is similar to breadcrumbing, which is when someone sends flirtatious but non-committal signs, breadcrumbs, in order to keep someone interested when he or she has no actual desire to pursue them.
Nice.
Just because I get this one. I know this one. This one I've heard before. Because this is that, like, you...
Chrissy's proud of herself.
Oh, yeah, I know yeah. this one. That's like in Captain one. America when he
I
goes,
get this
I understood
that reference.
I understood that reference.
I get this one because this is that whole thing, like, the guy that... You're not really interested in, but you like the fact that he likes you.
Exactly. Yeah. We've all been there.
And you keep him around to inflate your ego.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, you look good today.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You friend zone.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Friend zone.
It is friend zoning.
That's not to me. That one's not friend zoning to me. That one's like.
No, it's friend zoning.
To me, friend zoning is like, you're just cool. You don't have to compliment me.
But
the other one's like complimenty.
No, but friend zone is when one person likes the other person, but there's no chance because the feelings aren't. Please hold.
Real world kicked in.
Pardon the interruption. We had to take a business phone call.
I did. I'm so sorry.
The real world kicked into our podcast.
All right. So I don't remember what we were talking about.
We were still on.
So we were still talking about cushioning.
Oh, we're still talking about cushioning. Okay.
Breadcrumbing.
Oh, we were on breadcrumbing.
I was trying to move away from getting us in trouble, but okay.
We're getting in trouble. I just wanted clarification on whether or not you had to do something with this person prior to the.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, it's also probably...
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, but, like, it's probably left up for interpretation.
But I
you do you,
it,
boo-boo.
To me, it feels like it's not a cheating thing. It's a... Just it's a safety net. It's a just
backup.
In case. Yeah,
it's a cushion.
You
it's
have to
cushion.
Back up your backup.
Exactly.
Back up your backup.
I already lost Chandler.
That's wrong.
Moving on. I have some stuff is a little old, so if you've already like read about this in the news or whatever, I'm sorry, but we didn't record last week, so tough titties.
Well, I'm not sorry.
So but this is not opening up now. Stop.
Damn it, stop.
Sorry, my phone went stupid for a sec. So Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson posted a picture on Instagram of her daughter eating Nutella. And there was recently a false fake news report circulating the internet that Nutella has been linked to like cause cancer. It has since been proven.
I would die happily eating.
That's like a fucking evil thing to lie. That really is.
It's since been proven that that was like a false study that never happened. That there's a bunch of nutritionists and doctors and scientists that have come out and said that that's absolutely not true.
There's nothing like there's.
But there's nothing in Nutella. It's like hazelnut and milk
and sugar.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. So, but there are a lot of people that
bought it.
Bought, like, you know, headline news readers.
All right.
That
they narrated it.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it.
I'll say it.
But so Kelly Clarkson posts this picture of her daughter eating Nutella and the internet lost its mind.
Of course it did. Because why
called her even abusive. Because why would you feed your child? Why would you knowingly feed your child something that causes cancer?
Listen, giving your kid Nutella is not abusive.
No.
Not taking your kids to Disney World.
Withholding Nutella from your children is abusive.
Not taking your kids to Disney is abusive.
We're looking at you, Sharp Dressler.
Yeah, I was about to say. We're looking at you.
Still.
Take your fucking kids to Disney.
Still angry Seriously. About that one.
Do you know that people were calling the radio stations that they would pay for their kids, for his kids to go to Disney?
That's Canary needs to go on the radio and be like, you know what? I don't take my kids to Disney and they can pay.
No, but he can't do that because he went on the radio and said that he has annual passes.
I know. God damn it, Canary. Why you gotta open your mouth?
Like, I don't get. I sang to fucking people. Like, it drives me nuts. She's not gonna. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Leave people the fuck
like,
alone.
I get it that, like, oh, are we not talking about Disney anymore?
We're
talking
we're on Nutella.
We're back to Nutella. Okay, never mind.
Well, we can go back to Disney.
Well, I was going to say, like, I understand, like,
but we got to give context to Disney.
Okay. There's a local radio personality that does not take his children to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Said that he hates Disney and he doesn't want to
take
his kids. Well,
I mean, we can be a little bit more specific. No? Yes, maybe.
Oh, I don't care. I was just trying to give it a nutshell.
Okay, well, a former guest, Gina Castronovo's husband, has, as we talked about that episode, he has a radio show, a very popular radio show.
The Paul Castronovo Morning Show.
Right.
One of his, Big 105.9.
One of his co-hosts.
FM. You can listen on iHeartRadio. Is that enough detail for you?
One of his co-hosts, this guy named Sharp Dress John, used to be a Disney employee when I guess he was in his, you know, early 20s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And got Disney out, so he now is married with children, and his kids are like 8 and 6 or something like that, and they've never
perfect
been.
Age for they, Disney.
And he refuses Seriously. To take them to Disney.
It's just wrong.
And a lot of people, when he brought this up on the radio, I think Neri was in studio that day.
Yeah, Neri was in studio that day.
He was on Roots.
But he ended up getting there, and they talked about it.
So, of course, like, we're hearing all this going on, and the six of us are such big Disney fans that our group chat, we're like,
it was exploding.
It was exploding. And but anyway, there were people that were paying for Sharp Dress.
They were
like,
offering,
they were
to,
offering
pay.
To, like, we were calling the radio station, calling the show, and saying that, like, listen, I will give you money to buy your kids, because one of the excuses was like, oh, it's so expensive. So I guess people that have all this disposable income were like, oh, I'll give you money to take your kids to right. Disney.
So yeah, so we, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand. What I wanted to say was that I understand that Disney could be overwhelming. It could be frustrating. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. I get it. But if you have the means to do it, there's no reason why you shouldn't take your kid at least once. Maybe not do it all the time, but do it one time.
And I can get waiting.
Yeah, wait till they're a little bit older so they remember. Bless you.
Thank you. Because it is a interesting ride when they're young.
Yeah.
But man, your kids are like 6 and 9. Shh. That's like prime age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's like the perfect time for them.
They're tall enough to ride almost everything.
They can walk by themselves.
Yes. Yeah. You don't need a stroller.
You don't gotta go change diapers.
Yeah, they pee on their own. Like, it's a good experience. And don't get me wrong, like, I love taking my kids now. But it's just, like, it's awesome. Like, well, I don't mind. I think it's awesome.
There are a lot of people that think that being in Disney is a child abuse. So whatever.
I mean, I also see that point of view because it is awful. Like, it could be completely awful.
I know this is plaster, not wood, but I haven't had a bad Disney experience with my kid. Like, he's always...
No, I haven't had one either.
He's always pretty...
But Neri and I always, from day one, from the first time we ever took Sophie on her first birthday, we said we're not going to be those parents that push our kids to the limit. When we see that they're getting to that limit, that they're getting too tired, we leave. And that's what we've done. We've never... I mean, now it's a little bit harder because Sophie can go longer than Oliver before, like, she gets too tired. But, because, I mean, we would walk around, like, when we used to go without kids, we would see parents fighting. Like, why are these people fighting? Like, this is the happiest place on earth. You shouldn't be arguing. And I get it. I mean, I get my moments where I get frustrated and I yell at Neri, but, like, we're not fighting. It's just kind of like, let's go eat, or let's go, we need to go do A, B, and C, right, or whatever. But there was these people one time walking behind us. Like, they were cursing.
I love watching people fight at Disney. It's the best.
But we couldn't watch them. They were walking behind us. Like, we were walking to the Lion King show in Animal Kingdom, and they were walking behind us, and we were listening to their conversation. And the mom was, like, muttering to herself, and she was like, oh, because this fucking guy, and he knows that his stomach issues, and he has to spend 45 fucking minutes in the bathroom, and, like, just going on and on. And Neri and I were silent. We're like, this is amazing. It was so entertaining. And then we sat down at the Lion King show, and we're like, we are gonna try so hard to not be those people. And so far, so far so good.
Well, we haven't had, like, and as far as, like, pushing Link to the limit, like, he's the type that if he's tired, like, he'll just fall asleep in the stroller. Like, I mean, we're still in a good stroller age, so, like, he'll just fall asleep.
Oliver has to be ridiculously tired.
And then we'll just like, walk around, or we'll eat, or, you know, we'll stop and have a snack.
Sophie was like that. Sophie,
you know, so you could put her in a stroller, thank God, haven't had any kind of, like...
Yeah.
You know, Nathan's getting better. Like, well, we were just recently in Orlando.
That's right. The reason why we missed last week. Oh. Thanks, Christy.
I know.
Thanks, Obama. I'm just kidding.
No, thanks, Star Wars. No, it was. But let me tell you, I had, like, 4 panic attacks. It was kind of crazy. And I will say that Nathan was the chillest of anybody that was stressing me out.
He was like, I good, mama. I got you.
He was good. He was like, he stayed in his stroller, which he hates. Now, he's, for some reason, like, the last little bit, I think he finally... I don't know if he's realized it. Dude, I will push you.
Yeah, you don't have to walk.
You don't have to walk.
Take advantage of this while you can.
Seriously.
Because trust me, there's going to be a point where you're going to be exhausted. And I'm going to be like, suck it up.
There's going to be a point where you're going to want to rent the $75 motorized wheelchair, which I've totally never done before.
Every time we go, my mom looks at it and she's like, next time I should really get that. Like,
well, we got it once, and we, like, divided it between all of us. Like, it was, like, when we were, in our 20s and had no money. So we got it once, and we would just, like, take turns. Like, every, like, 45 minutes, we would switch.
Switch.
Yeah, after every ride, basically.
Musical chairs.
Musical wheelchair.
Yeah, like, I tell my mom all the time, I'm like, just get it. I'm like, but the day that you get it, you know that Nathan's going to sit on your lap.
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking a stroller. Like,
it has a basket. You can just sit in it. It'd be like E.T. It just sits in the basket.
But yeah, like,
I don't like E.T. either. It just was a funny joke.
It was a funny joke, but
no, I don't like it either. Somebody else would have made the joke. I would have had the same reaction.
True. But yeah, so
circling back to the Nutella, though.
To what?
The Nutella.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's where we got. That's where we started.
I heard.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Circling back to the Nutella.
Okay. So the internet went crazy.
The internet went crazy because a bunch of people decided that fake news was real.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, we all know the country that we're living in right now.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
I would never believe Nutella is bad for you.
Never.
And even if it was, like,
even if it's like 1000% fact, like, Nutella will kill you, I'm like, okay, pass the jar.
Yeah,
I'm not done.
Like, So kill me. How long will it take?
The other night we were
that long? Pass
the
jar.
The other night while we were at Chrissy's house, and I was really disappointed that I got hard cookies. She gave me a spoon and a jar of Nutella, and it made it.
She pulled out like three jars of Nutella. It wasn't just like one. It was three jars.
And when Nutella is BOGO,
you buy it.
You buy it because that shit's like $5 freaking jar.
Because there's a hazelnut shortage.
Is that really the reason? I did not know that. Yes, but just
Do you know what other nut masquerades itself as? Well, the seed goes around masquerading itself as a nut.
Was the answer more boring than him?
The Brazil nut.
Brazil nut.
Jesus, you too. But yeah, if
it's going to be one of those nights, guys.
Yeah, if you ever have somebody that's sad or something doesn't go right, just pull out a jar of Nutella and a spoon. And it makes the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Makes the world go round, guys.
So, in conclusion, read.
Yes. Don't just read the headlines.
Just do your research. Just do your research.
Seriously, with the amount of information we have available to us now, like, just a quick little Google search.
No, and just click inside the email.
Yeah.
Click inside the
link. Just read the whole article. Even, like, a chapter, a paragraph or two.
Speaking of Google, you know what's really freaking obnoxious?
Google.
I'm sorry if you're one of these people that does this, but it's obnoxious. I can't deal with people that are like, ask a really obvious question, like in their status or in their tweet or whatever, that you, instead of typing it into your status or your tweet, you could type into Google and get the answer.
Sometimes I want to be like, did you think you were typing in Google?
I have a friend that's like, you know, you could just research this. I'm like, listen,
sometimes it's fun. Like sometimes I realize that, but sometimes I want other people's opinions rather than a fact.
Well, there's a meme that's going around that I've seen that's like, we all have that one friend. It's like, hey, what time is the doctor open? Shut up, Gina. Just Google it yourself.
And she broke.
Sorry.
We're all going down slowly but surely over here.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
I'm going downhill because I've been fighting. Basically, it's called con crud.
What?
It's called con crud. It's an epidemic.
I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
No, it's actually in the convention world. It's after you go to any of these large gatherings of people and you come home, you're usually going to come home with some sort of illness.
Because you've been with a bunch of like weird people that like haven't seen sunlight in 6 months.
Or have slept overnight for 3 days in a hotel and you're recycling the same air, same clothes. Everybody's not really washing because they're sleeping at the...
Those people don't really wash anyway.
Well, I don't know. No, that's...
We talked about what conventions smell like.
Yeah, it's sadness and virgin. It really is.
Fat guy. We talked about this. Yeah.
Oh my God. But there was a couple times. No, it was bad. There was like three times.
We make fun of you because you are of our kind, so it's okay.
Yeah, I can make fun of my own. It's all good because I go to these things. But because I was at Star Wars Celebration this past week with my whole little crew of family. And there's actually, the funny thing is that there was actually a Star Wars Celebration app. And the app had like a discussion message board. So everybody was like asking each other questions. Like, you know, for people that this was their first time or people that were already at the convention center. Like, hey, how are the lines or this and that? And like two people posted, please remember to wear deodorant. Like it's,
that's awesome. That,
yeah. And then there was a...
Have you still never been to a convention?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, we're going in Supercon in the July.
Okay.
Just putting it out there. It's available. But at one point we were walking out and my mom, Jeff stayed most of the time. And me and my mom, cause since I had Nathan with me, we, you know, ping pongs back and forth. And one of the times we were walking out and my mom just looks at me and she's like we walk past this group of people and she goes, ay, que pete de cebolla.
I love your mom.
Yeah. And so for those of you who the Google Translate, what a... It's like stench. Aroma or stench of onion. It was just unwashed grossness. And this is because, think about it, there is people standing in line, walking around all day, and
in costumes.
In costumes.
Well, in all fairness, I've known and dated a nerd or two in my life.
just wonder. I feel like she married one.
They have a stench.
And some of them. I don't want to generalize. Some of them.
Since when?
The aroma.
And the air.
You kind of have to just
breathe through your mouth.
Yep.
It was bad. It was bad. Like at one point, like I packed the go bag of like everything that we had to take with us, and I put in like a little small travel deodorant. Just like, well, this is where I'm like, we're going to be standing in line for a long time, inside and out.
You just bring like an Axe body spray and just start spraying people.
Just walk around.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to create my own costume for a convention. I'm going to create my own superhero, and it's going to be to control everybody's fucking odor.
Oh my God, you should totally do it and just walk around.
And I'm just going to walk around and spray people with Axe body spray.
I'm all for this.
I'll do it. I'll get myself a cape and everything. You watch.
I feel that this is a superhero that needs to be born.
You're welcome.
I think you need to do this.
Good job, Steph.
I'm all for this.
Don't take my idea.
But yeah, it was but I did get an amazing awkward photo with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Totes super awkward.
I don't know why it was so awkward.
I mean, well, if you look on our Instagram,
is the
we shared a collage. Yeah, we like, shared a collage, and you can see
fit two people between me and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yep.
Basically,
you can also see the picture where Neri photoshopped himself next to Mark Hamill. Yeah,
but you can see Jeff with Mark Hamill.
You know
and
what
Jeff
you
with,
can do? You
oh,
can,
I'm gonna have Neri like cut it. And
you don't even need Neri to do that. You just like make a collage and just cut out the middle part. Super easy.
Let's put it together. But yeah, like in the same collage, you can see Jeff meeting Mark Hamill and Jeff meeting Alan Tudyk, and they're like bro hugging.
Yeah.
But
Chrissy's like on the other side of the room.
Well, so I was super
it really
dorky.
Looks like you've seen the pictures of like Britney's meet and greets, yeah, in Vegas, well, where she does not touch anybody.
Well, there's like a bunch of people that have it because apparently,
well, Britney's you're told like you can't hug her. Well, like no, she's not going to hug you in the picture.
They came out in the line and they said,
then why
listen,
bother?
Just so you know, this is Sarah Michelle's first photo op ever. She does not go to BuffyCon.
So
she doesn't.
I would figure like she's maybe never. Not now because she's a cheap, but like back in the day, I would have figured she would.
I guess, but maybe years later. But she's never done. She has never gone to any of the icons, any of the Buffy conventions, and nothing like that.
Buffy conventions.
Yeah. There's vampire conventions. Like it's called Icon that has like Buffy, True Blood, like a bunch of them. But
there's One Tree Hill conventions.
Yeah, there's convention for everything.
I would totally go to a
PLL one.
I would totally go to a One Tree Hill convention because they actually show up.
Oh yeah, the whole freaking cast.
They all go.
But yeah, like so they came on the line and they said like everybody like listen, when you approach her, do not hug her, do not throw yourself at her, do not scream, do not anything, you know, give her her personal space. She's very like just new to this, she's very uncomfortable. And apparently the thing is like she was like that and there's a bunch of pictures like it. So I walk up to take my picture with her and as I'm approaching her in like total fangirl moment, she looks at me and says, oh, I have that shirt.
Less awkward.
Thank you. Much better, actually.
And you can clearly tell it's like cut
together. But I'm okay with that. We can shadow that line. It's much less awkward. But so that's why I'm also turned at an angle. Because so she goes, oh, I have that shirt. Because I have this like studded Vader Rockin' Republic shirt. And she and I like it caught me off guard. I'm like, I own the same fucking shirt as Sarah Michelle Gellar. I'm excited now. And I was like, oh, really? Like my whole little speech of like what I was gonna tell her. No, gone. So as I'm like, oh, thank you. And then the lady goes, smile. And I just literally turn my body and smile at the point where I'm at. And I just they just like it's a like a production line. Like they just like move you in and out. And I see the picture. I'm like, fuck. Like I paid $150 to have an awkward
God
photo.
Damn, Chrissy, yeah. $150.
It was fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar. I was going to breathe her air. I know that sounds.
Well,
creepy.
She looks like her face looks like you farted, and she's like,
she. That's like every picture. No, there's a bunch of them they have online.
You I look did on two Twitter. Edits, so I'll send them both to you.
If you look on Twitter, there's like a hashtag for it and stuff like that, and like because. There's a lot of them. Oh, and, like, sure. You see the Freddie Prinze Jr. ones, and he's, like, hugging people, throwing himself on the floor.
But
like,
that makes me sad. Like, I get it. Like, you don't know what to expect, but you can't. If you're charging $150, you can't give people these kinds of pictures. I would be furious, man.
It was bad.
Ask for a redo.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I take a foot and a half step closer, please?
It was bad.
I mean, I don't care. I don't, you know, they open la lengua. I would have told the photographer, Nick, no, I'm taking another one. I wasn't ready.
It was bad. Whatever.
Okay.
I was like,
So now for something that might get us a little angry. Maybe, maybe not. So there is a restaurant in Mooresville, North Carolina that has officially banned kits.
I've heard this story.
Apparently, the final straw was that a little girl was using an iPad with the volume on really high, and her parents refused to turn down the device after several repeated requests from not only other patrons, but from the staff and managers of the restaurant. So from then on, they decided to ban kids.
You know what? It's their restaurant.
Yeah, it's their restaurant. And you know what? Link was really little. We haven't taken... I've taken him to this place a couple of times. There's a place near-ish by that's... I wouldn't say it's, like, super-duper fancy, but it's a nice restaurant. Like, it's a $50 steak restaurant kind of, you know, situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I took Link there when he was, like, 4 months old. And he, like... I mean, not even a couple of weeks old, because it was... We went for David's birthday, and David's... Link was born, like, less than a month before David's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So... We went for David's birthday and he was a few weeks old, and I've taken him a couple of times since then. And like, fortunately, every time we've gone, like, I've been prepared to where like I've taken stuff to keep him entertained. But I get it. Like, I've been in restaurants where like the kids either are screaming at the top of their lungs, like crying because they don't want to be there, they're bored, whatever. Or this, I don't know if this happens anywhere else, but this happens a lot in Miami. The kids are literally running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it was a park.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen people in my own family let their kids run around in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
I let really Sophie annoying. Do that if the restaurant is empty. Like, if there's space and she's not going to be bothering anybody, I let her, like, move around because it's easier than fighting with her. If we're in a crowded-ass restaurant, no.
Well, Macaroni Grill at 2 o'clock on a Sunday is not exactly empty.
Well, you know. No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If you're at a place like Macaroni Grill, or even if you're at like a Chili's.
Yeah, which is a super casual, like loud place.
Yeah, like somewhere, a family restaurant, I'm not going to let my kids run around like assholes. Like, that's just not okay. So I'm kind of like on the restaurant side on this one. So if I don't have a babysitter, I can't go there. Like that.
I get it. And I've taken him to nice places because I know that he's the kind of kid that if I give him his iPad or if I give him if I give him an iPad or if I give him like his coloring book and I take toys, like if I give him stuff to like entertain him for an hour and a half, like he'll sit there.
Right.
He'll even like fucking start playing with the sugar packets. I'll let him play with the sugar packets if it keeps him quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, businesses are businesses and they don't have to cater to everybody. And if something works for one business and it doesn't work for the other, then that's perfectly within their right to do so.
Right. Just that's like it's within my right to not go there.
Exactly.
So if you're not happy with it, just don't fucking go there.
Exactly.
Period.
I think people just don't want to be told.
No, they don't. And they want to take their snot-nosed kids wherever they want to take
exactly.
them. So if your kids are well-behaved and you can take them to a fancy restaurant, like I would not take... Not that my kids are badly behaved, but... For me personally, if I'm going to go to a fancy restaurant, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be worried about, oh, do my kids eat? Or are they making too much noise? Are they annoying the people next to me? No. I want to go have a glass of wine and enjoy a nice meal with my husband or even with my parents if I'm going with my parents. I just, like, to me, a fancy restaurant is a treat and taking my kids is not a treat. Just like when you take your kids on vacation, it's not really vacation. Like,
right.
They're on vacation. No, exactly. You're not on vacation. So... No, like, okay, so this restaurant wants to ban kids. They're well within their right to ban kids.
Yeah, like,
will their business suffer? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe their business will pick up because more adults will go there knowing, hey, no kids are allowed. I would go to a place that doesn't allow kids because when I'm not with my kids, I don't want to be around other people's kids. Like, I can't tell you how many times Darren and I have been out, just the two of us, and then I hear a child screaming two tables over.
No, we do the same
thing. And it's fucking frustrating as shit. And I'm like, dude, I wanted to be kid free. I don't want to hear your kids screaming.
What I would like to know.
And I love kids.
I love kids too. What I would like to know is like, if, and this may sound more harsh than I intended to be, but it's not. If you are I would like to know what goes through the mind of a parent that voluntarily like allows their children to just behave like that.
I feel like
I want to know, like, what is your thought process? Like, why, what, where along?
If you let your kid like act like an asshole.
Point, a lot, please send us an email. Please, at somewhere along the line, like, you know that that's not right. I'm sure that you, as a child, were not allowed to run around a restaurant and climb on chairs and interrupt people while they're talking and do like a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
I'm sure you weren't allowed to do that. So, can you please give me a valid justification as to why? You let your
some
children
just don't give a shit.
Some people just don't give a shit.
Some people can just like block out the annoying shit their kids are doing. And
I can't.
Don't.
I'm really good at tuning things out.
Yeah, me too. Really good. I mean, like I said it, I think the last episode where my kids were coughing and my mom came over and was like, oh my God, they're coughing so bad. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even exaggerating. I know that they were coughing, but I wasn't conscious paying attention of it. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to it. So. Yeah, I mean, if you're not paying attention to your kid's bad behavior or you tune it out at home, then why wouldn't you automatically tune it out when you're out in public?
Yeah, see, like, Nathan's one of those kids that it's hit or miss to take him out because some days, because of his meds or whatever, he's, like, super hyper. And, like, there's some days that, like, I can get him and he sits down and he just sits with his iPad and he's chill. But there's times where he'll want to stand up. Now, we don't let him run around. We usually, like, lock him in.
Yeah, getting a booth and locking him in is
We usually, like, I don't let him run around. But there's times that I've lost the battle and he'll be under the table and I'm just like, under
but
the table doesn't bother me.
He's still within your area.
Exactly.
Under he's the table. In your personal space.
And it's just because he has this thing that sometimes, like, he's like, look, I'm hiding. Mm. And he goes under the table with the iPad and he's just like,
whatever, bro.
And yeah. Like, don't need anything. Don't
Mama,
there.
I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he'll like loves to like stand on the floor under the table and like lean on the chair with the iPad on the chair.
Yes, like, or the seat. The iPad.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, but your head's gonna under the table. What are you?
But it's dirty down there.
Yeah. I'm like, but there's just don't eat anything. Don't put anything
That's
in
Dave's
your mouth.
Thing is that he doesn't like him to be under the table because it's really gross. And I'm like, well, maybe it's gross, but.
He's behaving.
He's not bothering
he's being
anybody.
Quiet, yeah.
He's being quiet.
I mean, you have
Bath
to pick your battles.
For a reason.
And then there's another thing is like, again, like I said with the Disney thing, like when I see that my kids are reaching their limit, I know, okay, it's time to go home. Like I understand if you're out with a group of people and your friends aren't leaving, everybody's having a good time, you don't want to go. But if your kid is done, your kid is done. Like they're not grown-ups. They don't know how to be, like how to suck it up and say, okay.
No, we're good.
You know how to say, okay, like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's see where the night takes us.
Okay.
Oy. Okay, sorry about that, guys. We had some technological issues, but they have been corrected. So let's
You know what you sound like.
What do I sound like?
Do you remember that... the SNL, the Sweaty Balls.
Yes.
They speak in like an NPR, like really, yeah. Like.
Well, that's what I was going
welcome,
for.
Welcome back.
Very,
this is
very peaceful.
Mama's in Merlot.
Like,
thanks for joining us at Mama's in Merlot.
Yeah, no.
Your favorite podcast for moms and wine.
For moms and wine.
Today,
you're listening to Kenny G on 97.8.
Delilah.
Exactly. What happened to Delilah?
Vanessa.
Wow. What happened to Delilah? Where did she go?
I think she retired, maybe. I don't know.
She'd been on the radio for like...
ever?
For like 20-something years, yeah. I'm going to Google this because I need to know what happened to Delilah.
What? That's like, a what good title, too. What happened to Delilah?
What happened to Delilah? Well, like a friend of mine posted the other day, because she works at the Zoo Miami, and she posted because there was
Guys, Delilah has a Wikipedia page. That's how long she's been on the fucking radio.
But and I forgot, and I'm trying to look it up to see what it was because it caught my attention. I was like, oh shit, where'd she come from? Because like apparently they're on like either Light 101 or Light 10 whatever it is. And I started laughing because I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen this or heard this name in years. No, it's not coming up here. But I died laughing so hard.
Penny?
No, oh. It was a woman. Oh my God, I feel bad now because I can't remember it. But I was laughing because I was like, where?
God, she's got like, okay, so I'm going to talk about Delilah while you're looking for that. So apparently... it's syndicated, obviously, because like whatever, but she records out of her home studio in the Pacific Northwest. I'm like, hi, female Frasier. Number one. But apparently it's still on the air. We just lost it here in Miami, so that's stupid. Yeah, she's still on the air.
Bueno.
Hey there, Delilah.
Yeah, well, that's a song.
I know. That was the joke.
If we could,
it's so funny when you have to explain it.
If we still were able to play songs at the end of this, that would be the song.
That would be your song. So when you're listening,
she has 13 kids.
What? Damn.
Delilah's a mother of 13 children, 10 of whom are adopted.
That's nice of her.
That's amazing.
Good job, Delilah.
Oh, when are her kids dying? Oh, sad.
Julie Guy.
She's been married four times.
She's on like 101, apparently.
I know that name.
And I was like, oh shit, I haven't heard that name in years. But they were apparently at Zoo Miami with Ron McGill.
Cool.
She's been married four times. yeah.
Well, 13 kids, like.
Well, they're adopted. They're not.
Again.
Someone's a little feisty.
I don't know. We said, let's try to make this a short episode, and I woke up all of a sudden. I don't
know what to tell you. Made you alert.
Wait, yes, so I'm like, oh,
I'm sorry. I have to be up at the ass crack of dawn tomorrow. my clients that paid me to be up at the ass crack of dawn tomorrow.
Their asses. I'm just kidding. Stephanie loves you guys.
No. You guys are
amazing. Thanks for picking
Steph. No, this party's going to be really great, though.
You could have picked anybody to be your party planner, but you picked Stephanie. So we thank you.
It's okay. I'm going to be sending you pictures of how amazing my party is.
Because I can't wait to see. Pero, what is going on today? I think you gave Christy a heart attack.
At my age, I cannot handle this.
I was gonna say you're too old for me to be doing things like that to you.
I don't know. She dropped something.
I dropped my Yeti and I didn't want it to spill water, so I like made a quick like
because water stains.
Sometimes it does. Number one, number two. I was trying to preserve the pristineness of your couch.
Okay, sure.
I don't think pristineness is a word.
I don't think that's the correct. Even if it is a word, it's not the correct word to describe this couch.
I'm with you for pristine. Hey, you lose me at the Ness.
I'm going to Google this.
Google it.
Why don't you just put on your Facebook status and have somebody
answer? Ask Facebook if pristineness is a word.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Maybe you need to put it in Spanish so the mother-in-laws can understand them.
Shade.
Or was it mother?
It was mother. It was mother. Not our mothers.
Not our mothers.
Not our mothers.
Somebody, a friend of ours' mother. Sends funny
questions.
What was
I Googling?
Pristine.
Sorry.
Who's the old one here?
Her memory's shot.
Her remembery's not working.
Her remembery. The rememberall.
What the hell is going on?
Is it a rememberall?
Rememberall, yeah.
Rememberall.
What the hell is going on?
I can throw.
Oh my God, do you know that somebody asked me a Harry Potter question and I felt like really terrible because I didn't know the answer?
What was the question?
What the opposite of spell of Lumos was, and I forgot about Nox. I totally forgot. And I was like,
who? I was like, what kind of conversations are you having that this came up?
Missy called me like out of the
blue. Shocker.
You know what? That's enough. I don't need any more.
Missy called me out of the blue. Apparently she and Danny were having an argument and could not figure out. Oh no.
This is one of those things you can type into Google.
No, that's what I told her. I'm like, that's, and then I had her on speaker and I was at my desk and I was at my computer and I was just like, she's like, I can hear you typing. And I'm like, I was like, I'm trying to hide it forgot. No, apparently, so the room that their bedroom used to be the bedroom of Danny's grandmother, where she like passed away in that room.
I would not.
So she's there. Like every once in a while they get like light flickers.
Uh-huh.
And Danny also called his grandmother Leila. So I tell her all the time, I'm like, Leila's in your room and Leila watches you guys. So it was one of those times that the lights flicker and I guess they started talking about like Lumos, but like Leila does the opposite
right.
of Lumos. So then she called and they couldn't figure out what it was. They couldn't remember what it was. So they called David and David was like, I think it's Knox, but you should ask Steph just to be sure. So then they called me and I, in my defense, was in the middle of something and I just like didn't have time like to like focus on Harry Potter and I completely like spaced. So I went and I Googled it and I felt like such a bad Harry Potter fan. I'm so sorry.
Missy. Leila's watching you.
I will tell you that.
And I would totally never sleep in that room.
There's moments when I get a text from Missy and it's just to me and I know something good's about to happen.
Oh yeah.
Something. I love those too.
Yeah. I get
them when too. Like it's a link or it's something. And I'm like,
Missy has brought so much joy.
Like she texted Thank me earlier. She was like, hey, lives. I know you're recording, but I just want to make sure that Malika and Ronnie from Jersey Shore broke up. Make sure that you knew.
That's important information.
It really is.
I get Buffy shit from her.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah, dead air works great. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, she sent me the 17 reasons you wish Giles from Buffy was your dad.
No, I hate. Oh, Giles. I'm sorry. I heard Giles. I know you said Giles. I heard Spike. I don't know why.
No,
I heard Giles too.
I heard Giles. I understood Spike, and then I don't know why. I'm so sorry. I would do that to you, Giles, because Giles is the best.
I was like, no,
no,
no. But it's okay.
Superman, Mr. Superman, no.
No.
I love that shit. That makes me laugh so much.
Mr. Superman, no here.
This is kind of nuts, you guys.
A little bit.
I'm out of topic, so.
Does anybody have any kid stories?
We told all of our kids stories. Okay,
tell them again because they were not recorded. So let's do it again.
You know, we will act surprised.
This is brand new information.
When we were talking about it earlier, I was like, maybe we should tape this.
Yeah, I know we were talking.
No, there was something we were talking about in the chat the other day that I told you. I'm like, Chrissy, save it for the podcast.
Talking.
Hold on. I'm going to look for
that it. That is going to take forever. We talk a lot.
Yeah, we do.
I will find it.
Well, like the one thing I shared about
was it
Nathan.
In R3 or was it in the one with Missy?
I think just it was in us. The one. Oh, was?
I get conflicting information.
Me too. I'm going to look through the Missy one.
Let's put it this way. I hope Divide it's just conquer. The one that's us because that one has less information. Because the one with Missy has a lot of talking.
So does ours.
I know. But we've been spending a lot of time on the three, on the
we
other
have,
one.
We have. You're right.
Well, Nathan's new thing. I told you guys that like we're going to start potty training tomorrow.
Right.
So, we'll see how that works. He's been listening a lot better.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I bought like a book.
We have the potty train book. And we have a Cheerios book that like they're supposed to use it for like AIM.
Yeah. I've tried to do that, but then he gets mad at me that I'm wasting Cheerios.
Yeah, I feel that Nathan's gonna be upset about that. So I don't know if I'm
He wants to eat the Cheerios.
Yeah, Nathan's a very big Cheerio, like, you know.
Yeah, so I was like, so my nieces have this book called The Princess in the Potty that every time he's gone to see my nieces with my mom reads it to them. So I bought him The Prince and the Potty. So now he sees basically the same version of that book. And a prince, like, holding his pee-pee. And then, like, everybody's celebrating him when he pees in the potty. So, I mean, I hope so. He's got to be pretty... I've got, like, 4 months to do this or 5 months.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Well, they just told us, which is why we're starting it. your purse? Oh, no. They just told us that in June they're moving him to the next class and he has to be potty trained before June.
Okay.
So we're like, and the teacher was like, don't worry, you know, start at home and then we'll continue here during the week. So today we started, we tried with the little undies and he pooped in his undies.
Nice.
Because he told us after the fact.
As you do.
Yeah, after the fact. And then I was telling the girls, I was telling you guys how like my mom was home with him and she and he goes, Lila, I caca. So I was like, okay, well, let's go to the bathroom. You know, next time you have to come to the potty and you go caca and the pee-pee in the potty. And like, so my mom was, like thought it was a good idea. And so she like threw the poop away in the toilet and then had him flush the toilet.
Right.
And say.
Again, as you do.
Yeah. And say, bye-bye, caca. Bye-bye, caca. So he said, bye-bye, caca. And when I got home from work, he's taking a bath and he looks at me and he goes, Mama, I said bye-bye to caca. So I'm like, okay, well, at least he's excited about doing that.
Good Let's job.
See how this works. Because we bought him, like, he has the potties. He has his little fun little undies. Mm-hmm. He has this book called The Potty Train, which we actually, it's on the rotation
right.
That we read in the nighttime, in our like bedtime stuff. So he actually likes the book. Okay. So let's just see if he gets the concept.
But, I don't know, man, because Oliver, oh, such a dick, he'll pee at school. He pees with the teacher. And then I put him on the potty and it's like somebody's murdering him and he refuses to pee for me. And I'm like, someone's coughing.
Maybe because it's not a real toilet.
But I put him on the real toilet.
Right,
and
but
I put him,
don't they don't have like small. Like,
yeah, they have small little
maybe
real
it's
toilets.
Not.
Okay, well, I'm not about to buy him a real
well,
toilet.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that.
They have it at Walmart. I saw it.
But it's still not real.
It's real enough. It was impressive. No, it's like white, like it's not porcelain, but it's like a
yeah,
white
yeah. I've seen
plastic.
It. It's really cute.
I was like, I have no room for this except for in the hallway, and I'm not going to put a toilet in my hallway.
That's how I feel. We have like Oliver's little potty in the bathroom. I'm like, it really doesn't fit in here, but there's no. I'm not going to put it in front of the TV.
Yeah, because we were another thing like with. So I don't know how it's going to work.
I got it now. I remember what it was.
What was it?
Oh, good job. What'd you find?
Finish your story.
Oh, so I don't know how it's going to work. The teacher gave us like a bunch of tips of like what we're supposed to do. She says, like if he does have, we have to take him every, like wake up in the morning, no Pampers, only for sleeping, put the undies on him. And then every half hour, take him to the potty. And then she said that if he pees, in his undies, that don't scold him, don't punish, you know, the whole nine yards. Like, no, it's okay, but we want to do it here because, see, don't you know you feel wet? You don't want to feel wet, but we do that whole thing. And then also, which I'm going tomorrow morning early to the Dollar Tree, she said to get little rewards. So if he does pee or poop in the potty, to give him, like, stickers or, you know, something. So it's like, oh, look, you did this, you know, good job, so... Like, make a little sign if I want to. And, like, I may do a board of some sort with stars.
That's good.
I feel like I need to make something.
Well. Sorry, I'm eating pizza. Link doesn't like to be dirty. So, I think if I just let him pee on himself twice, he won't want to do it anymore.
Well, that's what everybody told me. Like, one of the guys at work happened to walk by me when I was on the phone with my mom. And when she told me that what the teacher had said. And he's like, oh, you're going to start potty training this week? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, honestly, it's super easy. And I'm like, easy? And he goes, he pees himself twice, it's over. Like, once he pees himself, he's like, no, they don't like that. Like, it's like, he's going to, I'm like, so, okay, so either my kid's going to be the weird kid that likes pee on himself, and that's just a whole
Some
new.
Some kids don't care. Yeah, I have a mom like, at school that she was like, I've tried doing it, and he pees on himself, and he doesn't give a shit.
The only good thing is, like, Nathan is now at the stage that, like, he'll drink water or anything, and he throws water or spills on himself, and he'll come find me. And he's like, Mama, I'm wet. Mama,
yeah,
I'm wet.
Oliver doesn't like being wet.
So I'm hoping that, because, like I said, like, because he was playing the other day in the living, in his, like, play area, and he comes, like, he was playing fine and quietly, and then all of a sudden, like, he stands up and he goes, Mommy, and I'm like, baby, are you okay? And he goes, Mama, I wet. And I was like, why are you wet? Did you pee pee or something? He goes, no, mama, floor wet. And it's because the fucking dog peed in the play area. So he sat in
front. Damn it, Gunner.
I swear to God.
Damn it, baby Gunner.
I had a moment of madness this week.
Baby Gunner.
My neighbor has puppies.
And just don't do it.
I know. But I was... They were so cute.
Don't do it.
Just watching them play with my kids. It was so cute. I know I'm not going to do it.
Stop it.
I'm not going to do it.
Stop it.
But it was so cute.
Stop it.
Put Link with a puppy.
Stop it.
Put Link with a puppy.
No, thank you.
Stop it. I'll tell you, it was a moment of madness. I know it was not logical. It was completely emotional. It was madness.
With the amount of times that Neri has posted pictures of puppies on your wall.
It's different between seeing a picture and like smelling that puppy breath and just playing with them and cuddling them and like watching your kids hold a puppy. It's just like, it's so cute.
Yes, but the puppy turns into a big dog. Yes,
I know. It turns into an asshole dog that pees inside the house and chews on your furniture. Exactly. I know. I know. That's why it's not here right now. I send my mom the picture and I go, Mom, meet the newest signs. And she's like... The fuck is wrong with you? And I didn't respond right away. She like texted me 3 more times and then 20 minutes later she called me. She's like, are you fucking crazy? And I'm like, no, Mom, I don't have a dog. I was just trying to mess with you.
Speaking of just like bringing dogs home, my dad was saying something the other day about like something that he wanted to get, and like he said he couldn't get it because like my mom would get upset at him spending so much money. And I'm like, so just buy it and bring it home, like I did with Roxy, because that's what I literally did. Like, I got my dog and I just brought it home.
Well, that's what we did to my mom.
Yeah, well, I did that to my mom when I was like 19. I'm like, oh, look, I got a puppy. And she's like, that's going back. I'm like, no, it's not.
Well, we did that to my mom when we got our first dog. My mom had to go to Venezuela to see her family for whatever reason. And so she left us alone with my father. And... when we talked to her, my mom was like, there better not be a dog in the house. And me and my brother were like, I don't know what you are talking about, Mom. And then she talked to my dad, and she told my dad, she's like, there better not be a dog in that house when I get home in a week and a half. And he's like, okay. And she got home, and lo and behold, we had a German Shepherd mixed with a Rottweiler living in our home. So it wasn't even like a tiny dog. It was a big giant dog.
My dog is small. My dog's like 10 pounds.
Yeah, no. So we had a giant ass dog, and she was not happy. My mom also hates, like, she's terrified of cats. Like, deathly afraid of cats. Like, how people are afraid of spiders and snakes, my mom is of cats.
Well, cats are assholes.
I don't trust cats.
But no, my mom is scared. And she has been with my father for over 30 plus years and has never not had a cat. So it's been really fun. That poor lady. And I told Neri, I'm like, you want a good way to get divorced? You bring me a dog. I will leave
you. I was going to say, like, there's always cats at your house. Like, how is that a thing?
Well, when my parents...
For your mom's house, right?
Yeah, at my parents' house. Because we're cat people. My dad, my brother, and I, we are total cat people. We love cats. But my mom is terrified. Like, ever since she was a child, terrified of cats. But, again, we're cat people, so my grandparents are also cat people. And when my mom and dad got married, they got married in Minnesota, and then they moved here. But they came with my grandparents. So, since they were newlyweds, 21, 22 years old, they didn't have shit. So, they had to live with my grandparents, and they had cats. So, my mom has always, like, from the day she got married, for more than half her life, has always had cats. And the poor thing is terrified. So we've had kittens. Like, my grandma brought us presents as kittens. She was like, look, I brought you guys kittens. And I'm like,
so, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. My dad was thrilled. My mom, less than. And it was so funny because the one cat, like, just like puppies, like, they go crazy. Cats, when they're kittens, are fucking insane. And they wouldn't do it to me or my brother, but they would, like, hide under the kitchen table or under the couch, and when my mom would walk by, would jump out and attack her feet. And it's like, I feel like cats can sense that my mom doesn't like them, so they not always want, yeah, but then they want, it makes them want to be near her. So, and then when my parents got married, my grandma's cat would follow my mom around. It would, like, my mom one time was like, I'm gonna go take a shower. So she went, like, she got undressed and she went to go get in the bathroom. She closed the door. She opened the curtain and the cat was waiting for her inside the shower. And like another time she went to go sit on her bed and the cat was on her side of the bed underneath the covers. So she sat like on the cat. Yeah, she sat on the cat. So it was like, that cat like was like in love with my mom or something. Like she can't escape them.
That's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. I think it's hysterical. She not so amused.
Okay, so here's the thing that we said to save for the podcast. Pippa's no ring, no bring date policy to her wedding.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, because so
Chrissy, this is all you.
Yeah, because Pippa Middleton, Kate Middleton's
sister,
so the Duchess and Duke of Cambridge, her sister's getting married, and now since Prince Harry is dating La Americana, Megan, I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they call her, but okay. That's
the American? I'm sure they call her the American.
Yeah, they call her the American. They don't call her La Americana.
Well.
They're not Cuban.
That's what we call her.
That's what we call her. The American.
That's what my grandmother would call it.
Exactly. Do you know that Prince Harry? He dating La Americana.
No, my
brother. La Americanita.
Like, if I brought home a white guy, like, it would be like, I had Americano. Oh, a gringo. Actually, my cousin is married to a white guy, and for a long time, he was a gringo. So. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. But
she also can't say his name. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. My grandmother has this thing where she, like, cannot say white names, like, which is why. I had a whole, like, a very hard time, like, giving my son as Anglo of a name as I gave him.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, every name that I picked, I said it the way that my grandmother would say it. And I was like,
oh, I went through the same thing.
So my cousin's husband's name is not a hard name. It's Anthony. It's, like, not...
Anthony?
No, Anthony.
Oh, of course.
There's an S in there.
There's an S in there. But there's...
Why don't you just call him Antonio? La misma mierda.
But he's, like,
okay,
white. Like, his so family's what? From Alabama. Like, so? His last name, you know, like, it's...
But, last name she's is super... Hispanic. Let her say it in Spanish. Antonio. Same thing.
No, but she won't.
I know
she won't. Like, David's name is David, but his... Grandmothers don't call him David. They call him Davy.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't understand the point of them, like, having... I don't understand the point. Like, it's a name that's translatable. It's not like there's certain names that, like, don't translate.
Yeah, like
that one does.
Nathan or Nate. That's as much as I got.
Nathan.
I have one, but I don't want to say
Naesung.
It's bad.
Naesung.
Hang on.
Okay, wait. Let's go back on.
So, but one of... I was saying that I love the name Aurora because it's my favorite Disney princess, but I just really like the name. And, but I could never... I would never name my child that because one of David's grandmother's, like, best friend's name is Aurora. And... Number one, she would think that I named the baby after her.
Of course she would.
No.
Narcissistic not a ass old lady.
Exactly. Number two, like, that sounds like I birthed an 85-year-old woman.
Well,
like,
well, like, look, and it's not to offend anybody, and I know that, like, you're...
85-year-old women had to be babies at some point.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, and I think I had this conversation with David in the last podcast, actually. Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
I love Sebastian. Sebastian is a complete translation of the name.
Right.
I fucking hate the word Seba. I don't know why people call Sebastian's Seba.
I don't know why Seba either. Sebi.
It just sounds like a salve that you put like on a cut.
Did you get burned? Put some Sebi on it.
Put some Seba on it. No, I don't think so.
Okay, so no ring, no bring.
Oh, yeah.
So no ring, no bring, yeah.
Yeah, so basically...
La Americana.
Yeah, La Americana. So his American girlfriend, which she's apparently like, you know, she's...
That was like a serious relationship.
It apparently is serious enough that like he's, you know, has her around. He's taken her to other weddings. They've gone to destination weddings
you
together.
You know that queen is not happy.
Well, he's the spare. So he's is a the spare. Bit...
He's fifth in line now. Like, that's like, that's no joke.
Yeah, he's like,
it's a lot of people that got to die before he gets it.
Yeah, now they got all sorts of kids. There's a rumor.
How shitty is that? Like, you're the second brother and you're like, okay, I'm second in line. Okay, now I'm third in line.
And then as your brother keeps having children.
Now I'm fourth in line. God damn it.
But it's he said it's a good position because he gets like it's like the prestige of being royalty without any of the responsibility. Yeah. So he can wear a fucking Nazi costume for Halloween and it's fine.
Or he can walk around.
Well,
Vegas
I know about
naked.
It being fine.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, or you can walk around Vegas naked and nobody cares.
Exactly. Well, people care.
People care.
Well, I want to see it, but I don't care. Yeah,
but you know, whatever.
Yep. Harry got hotter. That ginger got hotter with age.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like switched places.
Yeah, because he was not that attractive.
Yeah, I remember when we were younger, like William was like William super attractive. And then William started going bald and it was like game over.
It was like.
And then Harry's like.
Hair, and you look like Charles.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Harry's hair just like got this like cool, I don't care.
Yep.
Like it just rolled out of bed.
Yep.
And I was like, where did you come from?
And like his face got like a little harsher. Like he got some angles in his cheeks and stuff. I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Excuse me, where'd you come
from?
But
you can bring those freckles over here.
Exactly. So he's dating an American actress.
I
wouldn't
kick him out of bed for eating scones.
Nice. I like the reference. Good job.
Gotcha, guys.
He's dating an American actress, Megan, and I can't remember her last name. So
nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. It's a serious relationship, but Pippa has put into effect a for the ceremony.
Which I find odd. This part I find weird, but yeah. I'll talk about that when you're...
Yeah, for the ceremony. She's having a party afterwards. The reception's apparently open to more people, but she wants an intimate ceremony. A no ring, no bring policy, which means if you are not married or engaged, right, you cannot come to the reception.
Right.
I mean, to the ceremony. So Megan cannot go.
I feel like it should have been backwards.
So here's the thing. As your resident wedding planner.
Event planner.
Event planner. I don't just limit myself.
To event coordinator.
I don't just limit myself to wedding.
A lot of people do this in reverse.
Right.
Where they only invite certain people to the ceremony and not to the reception because the reception is the more expensive part. Ceremonies for most...
Well, they have money, so...
Well, that's true. You know that they're actually event planners? That's how they made their money?
Yeah, the whole Middleton family.
The Middleton family, they're event planners.
So they know these rules.
Exactly. So... I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did that. Like, there were certain friends of mine that were like, oh, like, I love their moms, but I didn't have like the necessarily like the space.
Right, my mom went to your ceremony.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, like I couldn't remember that if your mom was one of them or not.
My mom went to your ceremony.
I had a few friends of mine that I'm close to their moms
because I'm narcissistic and I needed her to take pictures of me. So I was like, "Can you come to the ceremony?"
I had your mom that I love and like I grew up in her house, but I didn't necessarily have the space or the budget to like invite them to the actual reception because the reception is like $100 a person, and you know, like it's an extra, you know, whatever that starts to add up. So I allowed like my like for people that I was close with, I told them like, hey, if your parents want to come to the ceremony, because for all intents and purposes, ceremonies, give or take, are free, right?
Right. Yeah. Like you have the whole of the church,
right? Well, and even if it's not a church, like if you're doing an outdoor ceremony or whatever, right, like
you just have space.
It costs money to like, you know, if you want to do like arches and flowers and stuff, but you're going to do that anyway. It's not like you're paying a per person fee.
Right. It's not like I have an arch and it costs me $10 per person. No, it costs you $100. Like $100 is $100 whether you have 10 people or 1,000 people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that I understand. Now, why they're doing this in the reverse is where I'm kind of like,
yeah.
So you're okay with spending the $150, actually probably more to be honest. But I'm just, you know, you're okay with spending X amount on this girl to come eat, but you don't want her to. That's what I find weird about this.
Yeah, I found it weird when I read that part that it was like for just the reception, for the ceremony. And only thing I could think is that maybe they're getting married in like a small church.
Right. I feel like if you're saying that you're going to have an intimate ceremony, you're probably looking at a smaller church or venue or whatever. So you would have limited seating. But I feel like a girl, I mean.
See, and then here's the thing, like, because I did have, I had a rule at our wedding that if I did not know your girlfriend or significant other, they couldn't come to my wedding. So if I had not met them, if they had not been established as your girlfriend, like, there was no dates to my wedding.
Well, the only people that I let that with was for people in my bridal party. My bridal party was the exception. So if you knew somebody... I mean, if you were with somebody that I didn't necessarily know, but like, because you were in my bridal party, I let you bring them. But like my cousins and shit like that, like no.
Yeah, like I had friends, like Jeff's friends, like one.
Mary was busy that night; he had to wash his hair.
No, you had a gig.
Again, stepping all over my jokes.
Like, I have a couple of Jeff's friends that they were like, oh, you're getting married. I can't wait for Jeff and Christy's wedding. Let's see who I'm going to bring. Like, what date I'm going to bring. I'm like, you're not bringing shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have no girlfriend.
You're bringing Manuela.
Yeah. I'm like, you're going by yourself. I'm not paying for anybody that I don't know. And the only reason I couldn't do the no ring, no bring is because I do have a lot of, you know, friends that are in long-term relationships that are not married.
Right.
They have just chosen.
I mean, it's the same concept, though. It's like if it's a serious relationship, yeah. That, you know, you've.
They're living, you know, together. Whatever.
Yeah, or something like that, then fine. But, like, here's the thing. So, like, Kim Kardashian had a very similar rule when she married Kanye. Brody Jenner, her stepbrother, didn't. Well, stepbrother at the time. They're not stepbrother and sister anymore. I don't know how that works, but whatever.
You can technically date, apparently, according to Clueless.
Yes, it's true. You can date an ex stepbrother. I guess that's
out there. Yeah. If there's no relation.
I mean, it's Paul Rudd.
Parents
are Paul Rudd.
Parents aren't married anymore.
Wouldn't do that.
It's Mr. Princess Consuela Banana.
He had just started dating his girlfriend like a few months before, right. And he got like all butthurt that
I remember that was like
that
a
he
big...
couldn't bring her.
Yeah,
so he didn't go like in protest. Because I'm sure that she gave a shit that you weren't there. So.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No.
But anyway.
But I mean, I get it. Like, it's, and plus it's your fucking wedding.
If yeah, that's the other thing there, is that, like, some people don't care about having big weddings and know that they have to invite a lot of people.
Right. I'm not sure how you went at my wedding.
I don't, my parents were at your wedding. Yes, I was not.
I still don't know.
Your invitation was on my refrigerator for a really long time.
How we have not met.
And I'm like, who are these people?
How because
their you, invitation had a, was hit her chasing him with a chainsaw.
I know, but you guys had not met because you were supposed to meet at this point in time so that we could have this. Because imagine had you met earlier, maybe you wouldn't have liked each other or there would have been drama because
maybe
we're
Jeff
stupid.
Would have tried to date her at some point and
exactly,
it would have failed everything.
Exactly.
He would have dated as like in middle school.
Better that Stephanie's broken. Hang on.
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, okay. But I'm pretty sure that you guys would have dated in middle school or something, or like met and been like, you're stupid
exactly.
And you're a caca.
But you see,
you're
you
a caca, and you would have pulled your hair, and something would have, and then we would never be speaking.
He would have like lifted your skirt or something, and then everybody would have been pissed. And
never would have.
We
spoken.
Technically did go to the same school, just not at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. So the fact that you guys were like crisscrossing. And not meeting was because we were supposed to meet last year when the guy started doing Geekmore so that Mamas and Merlot could be a thing. So it's destiny.
We rise from the ashes. I don't know what ashes, but we rise.
Please don't get cheesy like that again.
Why? That was really...
That makes me uncomfortable. No, I'm joking.
Mamas and Merlot was meant to be.
It was meant to
be. It was written in the stars.
Why are you like Jimmy Fallon and ill right now?
I don't know. Ow. Because now we can make it funny and move on.
But yeah,
so
like
Stephanie's no longer uncomfortable.
The one thing that I thought was funny that I was thinking about with the whole no ring, no bring thing, and I was thinking, I was like, okay, I get it, and I'm sure it's her wedding, so ultimately she can veto whatever the fuck she wants, or she can like make whatever exception. But I'm thinking in the back of my head, so does that count for like the stupid cousin that's married that you don't really want to invite? But yet you have to because she's got that she's like has like that annoying husband that like gets drunk and like is rowdy. But you can't invite your friend because she's not married.
Oh my god, rowdy cousin! Sorry, like
you just have a rowdy cousin.
I don't have. Well, I saw a rowdy cousin at a party one time, got super drunk and knocked over an old Thea. Like a 7-year-old,
like not
Thea.
A centerpiece, like the grandma, like
yeah, a like a grandma, year. Like a like somebody's aunt, like but she was like 70 years old, and he was so drunk and like dancing, and he like was flailing around, and he knocked her over, and I'm like, oh my god, this is better than reality TV.
But see, that guy's invited, and
yeah, he's
and
invited.
Megan can't go,
and Americanita can't go,
and Americanita can't go to the wedding.
I mean, rules are rules. Rules are rules.
I have to watch Suits.
What?
Is that the show she's on?
Yeah, I've watched like the first season. Like a lot of people say it was really good.
I was like, that was very random, but now it makes sense.
The only reason I watched like what I have is because the guy, the main guy in it, is the new husband of Troy Imbrosario
from Pretty Little Liars.
No, I know who that is. I just don't care enough to watch it. Mediocre TV show.
Yeah,
I watch too much TV for it to be mediocre. It needs to be either
reality TV.
Shitty reality TV or really great, like Emmy-winning show.
There was a really shitty.
There is no in between with me.
Thing that came up on Facebook in that Juicy Scoop thing that I was like, "Who the fuck are these people?"
Oh, Juicy Scoop has like the best stuff.
They really do.
It's my favorite, like, group Facebook group.
It really is impressive.
Heather McDonald's. When you're in town.
Standing invitation.
Yeah.
Fact. Anytime she wants to come and talk to us. And she can talk. We don't even have to talk.
Exactly. Did you find it?
No, I'm looking. I was like, oh, it's the fucking, is it the Kim Zolciak shoes? So I was like,
what shoes?
These Gucci shoes that she's wearing.
What about them?
What the flying fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't understand, like, the whole, like, plastic shoe thing. Like, your feet get sweaty and then they get humid and there's, like, condensation on the inside of it.
And, like, I'm from Miami and I grew up in the 80s. I know what the fuck jellies are. That shit was uncomfortable and sweaty and smelly.
And then you take off your shoes and your feet smell terrible. They did. I think BuzzFeed did it. Like, I wore Kylie Jenner's clear boots and, like, after an hour, they got, you could see, like, the humidity, like, the condensation, like, you know, when it's really cold in your house.
Mold.
Yeah.
You're going to get mold.
In your feet, which is fucking disgusting.
It's just going to be nasty and gross. I'm not about it. But, like, somebody was saying that, like, those came back. And I was like,
the jellies are, no, but you know what is coming back? The Steve Madden, like, black platform those sandal.
Is that the whole thing that Missy tagged us in the Sierra picture? That she wore, like, these fucking ginormous...
I didn't see the Sierra picture.
Oh, hold on. I'll find it, because Missy tagged us.
Well, I mean, I'll explain it while you look it up. She's, like, Sierra's, like, about to pop pregnant.
I feel like Sierra's been pregnant for 84 years.
Well, that's what it looks like. And then she's wearing...
Oh, my God, Spice Girl sneakers.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's wearing, like, 6-inch platforms, like, completely flat.
Oh, they're Gucci, so... Whatever.
Okay,
you're still going to fall.
They're still not easy to walk in.
You're,
like,
still going to fall.
Oh, they're Gucci? Oh, okay. Now I can run a marathon in these. Like,
your equilibrium's going to be shot.
But they're just like 6 inches straight up. Like, there's no heel. There's no nothing. It's just like a 6-inch block of foam. Yeah. I didn't want to say foam. I wasn't sure if that was the right word.
But it looks like foam.
It looks like rubber almost, like sneaker material, but yeah, they're Gucci. Like,
yeah, I don't know what that
is. And they're black and white striped.
Like styrofoam? Yeah.
I don't know about styrofoam, but definitely.
Not styrofoam, like, but like foam.
Like sneaker foam. Like this.
But like it's not shoes. Even, because it's...
But it's Gucci, so it looks nicer. It's Gucci, guys. It's spelled like Gucci.
Versace.
But it's pronounced Gucci.
Versace.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's night owl night at the Marlins.
My products are there.
Your products?
Those are my linens.
Oh.
That was the big account I signed this week. I'm really excited about it.
Good. Does that mean we get free cookies?
I tried to get, no, not night owl.
The Marlins?
I tried to get
tickets
stuff for tonight, but I was like, no, we're recording, and then we'd have to cancel.
We can't cancel again because I missed you guys.
Okay, fine.
I can go hang out with you. I can...
Yeah, we could have gone in the game.
Names oh,
here.
The brother from Wizards of Waverly Place is married. Yay.
The older Which brother? One? Or the older older brother?
One? The one that dated Lucy Hale?
I don't know.
The one who was on How I Met Your Mother?
Whoever this one is. Yeah, the one that was on How I Met Your Mother.
He used to date Lucy Hale. That's, okay, what's his name?
The one that was the
Henry.
Brother.
Henry.
Yes.
Henry.
David Henry.
David Henry.
Yeah, he used to date Lucy Hale.
I know things too.
Good job. No, you've been on point this
Yeah,
week.
Vanessa's like...
My creative
Vanessa's
juices are flowing.
Vanessa's on her A-game this week.
Yes, it's about damn time. Sitting around here staring at the wall had to be good for something.
Jew on fire.
Thanks, guys. I feel so special. So special.
What? Get crazy, get loud. Cavs are here and the Jersey Shore cast is ready for a reunion.
Cavs are here.
Cavs are here.
It's God, I t-shirt love
that show. Time. Oh my God. So what? Speaking of Jersey Shore.
She's too young for you, bro.
She's too young for you. If Listen, she only owns Snow White on DVD, she's too young for you, bro.
Listen, if she doesn't know what t-shirt time is, she's too young for you, bro. That's
so
title too.
Speaking of Heather McDonald and Jersey Shore, so Heather McDonald had two episodes with Spencer Pratt on this week.
God help us.
No, Spencer's awesome. I used to hate him, but now I'm older and wiser, and so is he, and now I really like him.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of this week's baby news, Heidi and Spencer are pregnant. There's a Spidey baby in this world.
Which I was pretty sure that was the devil spawn, but now I will...
But anyway, he was saying that the reason The Hills got canceled was because of Jersey Shore.
Really?
Yeah, because...
people got tired of, like...
No, he said the ratings on The Hills never went down. Like, they always stayed, like, really consistent. People were always watching. But it was costing MTV close to $10 million an episode to produce.
Yeah, because of where they were.
Because of where they were, because of their salaries. Like, at that point, like, they were all demanding really high salaries, whatever. Jersey Shore costs, like, pennies. A quarter.
$8 Well, the cost of the cab. They got the house
$8
for free.
$8 Oh, my God.
They got the house
Holy
for free.
Shit.
Listen, the first season was cheap.
First season was
the first season was dirt cheap.
Yeah,
they gave them a job. Like, they were working at a t-shirt thing.
For real, it cost them $8.
The guy that owned the t-shirt shop probably owned the house and let them live there.
He did own the house. Yeah, see, that's why they had to work at the t-shirt shop.
See? So the house didn't cost them.
Yeah, the house didn't cost them anything. They just had to work for it.
They gave each of them $1. That was the $8. Because they drank for free because they were walking around with cameras.
Jersey Shore cost $8
in the first season. I believe it. I believe it.
Well, he was...
Oh, my God. That is the best thing I've heard all week.
How many was the original cast?
Well, Spencer's...
Was it 8?
Spencer said... I think so. Yeah. Spencer said he estimates that... that MTV was spending between $8 and $10 million per episode on The Hills, and that Jersey Shore probably cost about $2 or $3 for the entire season.
Right.
And their numbers were about the same as The Hills.
Yeah.
So it was just cheaper all around, and that's why The Hills got canceled.
Yeah, they didn't get that. They didn't, like, when they were in Miami, they had Escalades that they were driving around. Like, the first season of Jersey Shore, they didn't have shit. They had their own... You saw that fucking... That Dina, like, showed up with garbage bags as suitcases.
They worked for the place.
Yeah, they worked for their landlord.
Their parents would show up and cook.
Yeah, because their parents were, like, down the street at their own, like, Jersey Shore
what's
house.
What's his name? Vinny. Vinny's parents would just show up.
The only one that was, like, a teensy bit normal.
Because Vinny was, like... 6 months shy of 18 when he was like a fetus when he came on that show.
He was so cute, Vinny. He was my favorite.
He was, because he was the one person that you're like, and then, but no, as time went on, favorite changed.
No, my favorite was Pauly D from
Pauly
the beginning.
D, I love Pauly
from
D.
From the beginning.
No, mine was Vinny, and then Pauly D just like overtook it.
For the TV podcast, we can do Jersey.
Two fucking Jersey shows. Cabs are here. No, but that
will be Mama's and Merlot present.
I will never ever forget that episode of them walking around.
Season two, Jersey Show.
That them walking around with she's too young for you, bro.
She's too young for you, bro. Jim Tan Laundry.
What a gem!
Mm-hmm.
What
that
a
show
gem!
Was fantastic.
There's a.
They don't make reality TV shows like
they used
to.
They don't make reality TV shows like they used to.
No,
because that was just...
It was perfection. Like, they hit the fucking lottery with that show.
I don't know who cast that fucking
show. They did amazing. Those people deserve a raise.
I think they got one.
Listen, when you cast somebody named The Situation...
Seriously.
Did he die? What's his deal?
No,
what's he doing?
He's alive. He's just, like, opening clubs and shit.
Is that what he's doing?
For way less than Lord Disick.
Wait. That's another one that he needs his own show.
I know.
Oh, no.
It's another one that I couldn't stand, like, when they first like,
yeah. Then you realize airing. The genius.
No, Scott's great. Like,
somebody, was it Missy that posted to us?
Yeah, it was like all
that
those...
he was walking. No, that it was like a picture of Scott walking. I was like, when did Scott get fucking hot?
Scott got hot when he stopped dressing like
a douche,
a frat boy, and started dressing like a normal dude and grew out his beard.
Yes, it's the dirty beard.
I'm telling you, it's the beard, guys. The beard solves all problems.
Yeah, that's what Jeff's not allowed to shave his.
No.
And Nary looks like a penis when he shaves. No, he's not allowed to shave
David
it.
David the other day was like, is my beard getting a little out of control? I might shave it. I was like, no!
Trim it.
We know what happened. We got play-by-play of that. No.
No.
Trim it.
When he was like, I'm going to shave my beard. Let me send you pictures of as I'm like going lower and lower. Like, no. Why are you doing this? You all look like you're 12 when
if
you shave
I could
your beards.
Turn back. Tom.
They all three of them. Tom. All three of them can't look like children.
Shit. They do look like children. It's like, where did your chin go? Yeah,
and like, the thing is that like they all have down the they all have grays like in their hair.
Yeah.
So they clearly are not children.
But they still look like children. Like telling you, they rinse their chins down the drain because when the beard is gone, it's just like
Jeff's like, oh, I'm gonna shave my beard. I'm like, nope.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
No, you can trim it. You can goatee it if you'd like.
Jeff is not.
No, goatee's no.
Nary looks good with a goatee.
I don't mind the goatee, but I make him keep, like, I can't do a clean shave on a goatee, like, keep a 5 o'clock shadow or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, the other thing that these assholes all want to do for some reason is fucking just leave a mustache. Like, why?
Why
is this necessary?
Why do you want to?
Could somebody please explain to me why you need a fucking mustache in 2017? It's not 1974. Your name's not Ron Jeremy, nor is it Tom Selleck. You are not Magnum PI.
Excuse me.
I love that Christy had the microphone in her boobs.
I was like, hold on.
She had to, like, squish them together.
Nobody can see you.
I know. You should take a picture. You should have doing that. You could do a boomerang. You look like a seal.
You do look like a seal. This episode has been brought to you by the Hot Mess Express.
The Hot Mess Express.
Ready?
Ready. Okay, we'll do that again. Hold on. Let's
Are you that. Boomeranging
it? I am boomeranging it.
Oh, Lord, I'm terrified. But where's my neck?
Sorry, people.
My neck.
Oh, my God.
Just boomerang the weirdest thing. We'll share this on
this will be on our Snapchat.
But, I don't even know
where we were.
No, I don't understand. Like, I think Jeff's my issue with Jeff is I'm pretty sure he's watching too much, like Grease Monkey or like these like shows on TV or that like the guys have these
like the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, and he like thinks that this is a thing, and I'm like, no,
Jeffrey,
no,
stop it.
Listen to your girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Earth 2 girlfriend.
Earth 2, so uncomfortable.
Earth 2 girlfriend. But like, Jeff, I don't know if you, have you guys seen our pregnancy pictures?
Which one?
My pregnancy?
Like our,
oh,
my,
I was like
our pregnancy, like our, my maternity shoot, Jeff had decided for some reason at that point.
Lo mato.
That he was going to grow out his hair and his beard at the same time.
So he looked like, like he's like on the FBI man. No fly list?
Oh. Like it was this huge mass of hair slicked back. And on top of it all, like his face just looks
slick back like a creasy Italian. No offense.
Pretty much. Like,
why?
But he is a
crazy. He is a crazy Italian.
Whatever. Oh my God! But it was
I said
so
greasy,
bad.
Not crazy.
Oh. I heard crazy.
I told him
no,
I'm
I said
like,
greasy.
You cannot.
No offense to Italian people. I love Italian people. Sorry.
Your food is amazing.
Yeah.
I told him like you cannot. Whatever you do,
do not do this ever again.
Do both. It's one or the other, dude. One or the other.
But if he does like just the hair, then it's like a Fabio like weird clean shave with like long hair. And that's weird.
It was weird. And like he was like slicking it back at this point. It was weird.
I need to see. Hurry up and find it.
I'm looking.
And then save it so we can share it on our Instagram next
time. So all of our listeners,
I have the book. I have our an album. So I have them at home. I just don't know if we posted any. I think we did. We had to.
Did you do a bare belly maternity shoot? Okay, good.
No, sorry, that was me nodding my head. No.
You also said no.
No,
as
no.
You were shaking
I
your
do
head.
Not like.
Sorry, we all know how I feel about bare belly maternity shoe.
Well, I had my belly out, so fuck you.
I don't remember you having your belly. I don't remember.
I did in a few pictures, and then I stopped because I was like, my belly looks like it's glow in the dark.
I did a picture.
I don't even like maternity shoots to begin with.
I like them.
We had a friend that did Ours for Freak. She wanted to venture into that. I did a picture with my belly out for myself because just to prove how large my belly was.
Oh, man. One of my clients gave birth today. I did her baby shower a couple of months back. She gave birth today. 10.9 pounds that baby
Lord
was.
Lord have mercy.
Vaginal?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say.
No, C-section. You know who it is, actually.
I do?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you
say,
off.
That sounds painful.
But yeah, 10.9 pounds, 22 inches. That's a big baby.
That is a
congratulations, big guys. Welcome, baby Emilio.
Congratulations, baby.
Yeah, that's a real. Big baby. That's and you can tell because she's like a small girl and she had like a huge butt. Like she was one of these girls. It was her second pregnancy. So she would, but she's a small girl. She's like maybe 5'1". But she, since she was like 5 months pregnant, looked like she was like 7 or 8 months pregnant. He was big the whole time. The baby was big the whole time.
Chibis.
So
I was going to ask if that's a boy thing, but Link is small. He's on the smaller side.
No, he is small. That's fine. I'm not offended that you said he's small. He's definitely small.
But Nathan and Oliver are monsters. Yesterday, I put on a pair of 14 pants that Christy gave him, and they were almost too small.
That's scary.
It's terrifying. This kid is growing way too fast.
All the stuff that Christy gave me doesn't fit him, except really? For the shoes. Like, too big. Like, he's got to grow into it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, what are you going to do with all that stuff?
No. The shoes are all...
I had more stuff to bring today.
The shoes are all perfect. But yeah, and he loves his Blaze shoes. He has not taken them off.
I saw the picture of him wearing them. I was like,
he has not taken them off because like that's his thing now is Blaze and the Monster Machines.
It makes me laugh. That show makes me laugh because I feel like the creators of the show didn't really think about it, and then they're like, "Let's Blaze," and I'm like, "Yeah, let's do that."
There's
420 was yesterday.
They're talking about things, and I'm like, "What child understands this?"
Yeah, Blaze is really mathematical.
Yeah, like it's out
there. You know what show is a little? Oh no,
a little what?
what show's a little too? Not that it's too. Anything, I just think it's like a little advanced, is Octonauts.
I like Octonauts.
Octonauts is super advanced.
I feel like they...
I love it. I think it's great.
Marketed to the little kids.
Right.
But it should be for the older kids.
Exactly.
Like for Sophie's age, it's great. But I feel like it's marketed and it's on when the little kids would be watching.
Yeah, it's on at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send you, like, grab a picture from the book because I just can't find it.
That's right.
Sophie loved Octonauts, though.
I loved Octonauts for Link when he was little. I mean, we used to get, like, really early in the mornings mm-hmm. when we lived further away. Like, I had to get up earlier. And, yeah, like, it was great. But, like, I feel like it's never on now in the mornings when we're getting ready, so he doesn't ever see it.
It's barely ever on anymore because we have it on set for DVR, like, from before. Because Nathan's first birthday party, that was the theme of the remember. Octonauts. And now it's like, and when he sees it now, he's like,
I think that was Oliver's first birthday party.
Really?
I think so.
Aww.
But yeah, Sophie liked Octonauts so much that when I was pregnant with Oliver, I asked her, I was like, oh, what should we name the baby? And she goes, Octonauts! And I'm like, okay.
That's not an option.
That's not a name, but okay. Thankfully, we didn't.
I liked Octonauts because I think the bear looks like John Cleese, but yeah.
Jeff loves the fact that the penguin is like the Latino.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's from Argentina.
The same thing.
Because he's from Argentina.
Like, penguins. Well, and he has like 1,000 cousins.
Exactly. Like, Jeff thinks that's the funniest thing in the world. So Jeff's favorite is Quasi because it's a fucking pirate.
He's a pirate, yeah.
So of course loves him. But like the fact that like the penguin, like he was just like. He's
I like the lesbian mechanic.
The lesbian mechanic.
Is she not?
I don't know that she was
intended to be.
Ever qualified.
She's a bunny, right?
Yeah.
You know what show I hate? It's Kate and Mim.
I cannot stand Kate and Mim. And Lincoln really likes
Sophie
it.
Too.
Nathan loved it. And I was like, no, can we
no,
just.
Yeah, no, yeah, I would just turn it off.
I can't stand. No, but now that Sophie knows how to use the Apple TV remote, like she puts it because it's on fucking Netflix. And I can't stand the baby voices like that. Oh,
no,
boomer.
No, but there is nothing that I cannot stand worse than fucking Nina Has to Go.
Sophie watched every single Nina
David
Has to
hates
go
Nina
today.
Has to Go. He says that the grandmother's an enabler.
She is.
The fucking kid needs to learn how to hold it. Or when mommy and daddy say, do you need to go to the bathroom? Say yes.
But they need to stop asking her, do you need to go? And just say, bitch, her. Go.
No, the other day it came on and I lost my shit because it was an entire episode and this people, I don't care if you're grossed out by this. Entire episode, she's like, Nina has to go in a fucking water park. And they go through, like, the entire water park together.
Just pee in the water! Pee in the water! Everybody else has already peed in the water. You could do it, too. Don't sit there and judge me and pretend like you haven't pissed in the fucking lazy river either.
It's a child.
The one that bothers me is the one where they're going camping.
Oh.
And there's no bathrooms anywhere.
And she needs privacy.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a fucking squirrel. It doesn't care if you pee in front of it. Chances are by the time you pull your pants down, it's gone.
She's like, oh, I can't. They're looking at me. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, and the other one that pisses me off is the school show one. Ugh. Where she's dressed as a rock. And she's like, I need to go. And I'm like, why didn't your fucking mother make you pee before you put on that monstrosity of a costume? Like, what the fuck, man?
No, there's the one in the hardware store where there's like bathrooms everywhere. Yes, like, fucking like, pick a toilet. I don't care at this point. Just pee.
You know kids pee in those toilets for real. Like, they have to.
I
would hate to work in Home Depot and be in the plumbing section.
You've never seen like YouTube videos of people like actually like taking poos in like hardware store display toilets?
No, luckily I have not.
I mean, I've never seen it in person, but there's YouTube videos of it.
No, but like, honestly, like, I was watching it and there was also the, and I'm like, at this point, maybe we should consider pull-ups.
Well, right? David, the other thing,
like, she's clearly not ready.
She's clearly
the other thing that is like, well, maybe you don't think she would have learned by now? Like, how many fucking little adventures have we gone through?
Exactly. Like, I know that when I need Sophie to go to the bathroom, I don't ask her, do you need to go? I tell her, you need to go now because we're going to be in the car for 2 hours and there's no bathroom. So you need to go now and not tell me when we're stuck in traffic and then have to pull over on the side of the fucking turnpike where everybody stops to take a piss because it smells like piss. For you to pee in the grass.
No, but if you were Anina needs to go, Grandma would.
Oh no, yeah, Grandma
would parachute in
with
your
special
roof.
Umbrella. That's why I always carry an umbrella.
And she wouldn't let you pee on the side of the road.
Why is your grandmother British and none of them are?
I don't know. I don't question things. It's just madness. But like that show's madness.
No, and the fact that like Grandma just shows up.
Yeah, she like shows up out of the blue. Like, bitch, where have you been this whole time?
Like, Mom, how did you get here? Like, nobody's questioning this. But
she's gonna fucking rappel off the side of a building into
your
car. They're
like, Mom. They always get like surprised, but the grandma's like, let's go pee. Like, she doesn't give them a chance.
No,
it's she's like, bitch, I'm stuck. You know what she is? She's that crazy grandma that's supposed to have no contact with the grandkids, but she's like stalking the family. And when the girl's like, I have to go, and Mom's busy putting library books away, grandma takes her to the bathroom.
I like how there's library books.
Yeah, there's one that's in the library.
No, but I'm telling you, the one I was lit, like beyond angry. I'm like, why are you trying to go through an entire water park to get to the bathroom?
Look at all the toilets everywhere. It's like, I'm like, the park is one giant toilet.
I'm like, I get it if you can make it to a bathroom, but obviously right, Nina is not like, responsible enough.
If
oh my God. That does not sound good.
That does not sound good.
No, it does not. I think you might just want water. Keep talking.
Okay. But yeah, like I was like this, and I'm like, and I go to Jeff, like, do they just not want to promote that? Like, is that the problem? Because we all know the truth.
There's one in a mall too that I can't remember why that one annoyed me, but it did.
They all annoy me, and it's like, no, stop, stop. Well, I don't know if I've told you guys about Jeff's hatred towards Clarabelle from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I don't hate Clarabelle. I just think that she's not as into Goofy as he's into her.
Well, and Jeff thinks that she's selfish because there's and it was actually on recently that it's the episode that they go through the doctor's like machine and all get turned into babies.
Oh yes, I've seen that one.
And then Goofy's the only one that's like his regular size, so he takes Clarabelle calls him that like her Mother Goose show is happening, and like, she's like, oh, well, but I can't go because everybody's been turned into babies. And instead of saying, oh, really, people have been turned into babies? Perfect. They can be in my show because I need children, you selfish bitch. And then that's like another episode where there's like that they're supposed to go to a dance and Goofy has to like get shoes and get a specific polka dot tie and a new hat.
Clarabelle?
Yeah, because Clarabelle wants or likes all these things. And Jeff's like, she's fucking needy. Like, I was talking about the one fact that, like, when everybody's turned into babies, how she doesn't care. She doesn't care.
Clarabelle don't care. Clarabelle don't give a shit.
Yeah. There's like 15 goofies because there's a duplicator machine, and you're like, look, they can all work my Moomart.
You know what he wanted? A cookie.
Not going to hate on it.
Well, he's not going to get it either.
Well, granted, but I get it. But yeah, is there any more cartoons that I'm like...
Well, angry? I hate Cubby from Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Why?
Because he's annoying.
Coconuts!
Fuck! That, oh my God, every time that little fucking bastard says coconuts, I want to slam my head through a wall. I cannot fucking stand that little motherfucker.
You're angry.
Seriously?
He's annoying.
That's a lot of anger for a fictional character.
He's annoying.
Well, I can't say anything because Nina's like really got to go down. Oh, yeah.
Nina's gone.
Who else don't I like?
I hate Masha and the Bear.
I don't know what that is.
I like, well, okay.
It's a Russian cartoon that's on Netflix. Yeah, I like the bear. I hate Masha,
but I think that's the point. She's supposed to be annoying, but Nathan loves that.
Sophie loves it too.
Oh, the one that David doesn't like, Bunga from The Lion Guard.
That's right.
He doesn't like. Yes, that's right, because as Jeff says, he has no heart.
Yeah, Jeff says that Bunga is pure.
Pure and the freaking, like, the best thing in the world, and how can you not love Bunga? And I'm not going to take away from him. He may be right, because Bunga is like the best thing in the world. He's an idiot, but he's the best thing in the world.
But that's what makes him so great.
Because let me tell you,
he's so naive. He's just like, oh,
that
Bunga.
Episode where they finally like did like talk about on the Lion Guard how Simba and Bunga are
like brothers.
Related.
Yeah.
Because they were both raised by Timon and Pumbaa. Yep. They were both raised
by their gay uncles.
So excited about that. I was like, yes, I have thought of this.
I'm glad they recognized it.
The other thing that I don't love about the Lion Guard is that like Simba's a lot angrier. Like, I feel it's a lot less patient.
Because he has children.
Right. But then I was like, well...
I feel for Simba.
Well, Simba's a parent now. I get it. Like,
and not
have you heard how those two fight? Like, clearly. I'm surprised he hasn't, like, eaten one of them.
Yeah. And Nala's like, Simba, you have to understand. She's like, look, I've taken two Xanax. It's all going to be good right now.
Girl, after my own heart.
I licked that toad over there, and it's really mellowed me out.
Listen, kids are going to be kids. It's all good. Oh, look, our child is like stuck in the middle of a stampede.
Oh, I found that video of Scott, by the way.
Which one?
With his best one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
But, oh my God.
I like the one where they get the... Kim gets the free yoga membership, and he's like, thank God, how else would you be able to afford it?
No, the other one that I really like too is just, she's like, I don't want a big ass anymore. He goes, don't get rid of it. How would we make our money?
Like, the world would be over.
God, I love him.
I love him too. He's like, he really is like the voice of reason.
That's so sad.
Yeah, God, that's so sad that
Scott is the voice of reason.
Now, 10 years later, Scott Disick is the voice of reason. Lord Disick, excuse me. Voice of reason on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
God, but it's true. It's so fucking true.
It used to be Chris, but not anymore.
No.
No, it was never Chris.
It was Chris.
No.
Chris had her moments.
It was always Courtney.
Chris still has her moments, but...
Chris is happy. She's finally getting the D. She's getting it well.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently...
She wasn't getting it before.
Well, whatevs. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that is. That's going to take us into a whole new podcast.
No, but like,
let's not do that.
All right. Yeah, so like, I think
we're done.
Yeah, I think this is a good place to start saying our goodbyes. Let's talk about the wine. Again, as a reminder, this week we are drinking Natura. It is I probably should say it in Spanish, Natura, because it is a Chilean Cabernet Sauvignon. And
that's like how you say Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's how I say Cabernet.
I like the way you say it.
I thought you said that's not how you say it. No, that is how I say it.
I just like the way you say it. Cabernet Sauvignon.
So we're drinking a Chilean Cabernet. And thoughts? Anybody want to share?
I liked it.
It was better than the crap we were trying to drink before.
Yes.
Well, that was bad.
It was definitely better than the crap we were trying to drink before. It's very smooth, very light, easy to drink. Let me see if the bottle says anything interesting. This is actually a little bit pricier than we normally drink.
But it was BOGO.
It was BOGO, but it's $14 a bottle, I think is what it was. So I was okay with buying two because I got two for free. So it was like $7 a bottle. And actually, the lady when I was paying, she told me that there's a very good wine. No, she didn't say good for the ladies. She said that it was actually a great wine. So I'm like, that's nice to know. It has black currant and toasty vanilla flavors and velvety cocoa. I don't know how to distinguish those flavors yet, but it's organic. It's organic.
Oh, so it's healthy.
Guys, it's healthy.
This is organic.
A carrot cake and organic wine.
It says organic viticulture leads to a higher quality, better tasting wine. That is most expressive of terroir, where the true character of the vineyards and grapes comes through. Good to know. So it's organic. That's what I got.
That's
from
what
that
we got.
Statement.
It's organic.
It's organic.
I like it.
All right, guys, so that is our episode this week. Thanks for hanging out with us on this lovely Friday evening.
Back to your NPR voice.
I don't know why, it's just so fun to slip into. So thanks for checking us out. If you want to send us your wine recommendation, if you want to send us any stories, if you want to send us a story but you're embarrassed, you can always ask us to keep it anonymous. We will gladly keep it anonymous. Our email, mamasandmerlot, mamasandmerlot @gmail.com. It's the same for Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. What else? Do we have a LinkedIn?
No, why would we have a LinkedIn? We're not trying to get jobs.
Again, fucking joke.
You should just call this episode the one where Steph has ruined every single one of Vanessa's jokes.
If only it was shorter than that. So thanks for checking us out. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, and the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a slew of other podcasts and keeps growing by the day because our husbands have nothing better to do than create new podcasts. Again, that's Geek Bro.
Stick around. There's another one in the world.
Yeah.
Geekbro.net. There's What's Up Bro, Geekmore, Mal Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, What's Good, Cosplay Fame, Shiver and House of Heel.
And there will probably be
more. So stay tuned for that kind of news. And
everybody?
I think we did everything. All right, so thanks for checking us out, guys.
Why do you sound so weird?
I don't know. Cheers.
Cheers.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.